For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
Whoa, you found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age. Kind of feeling a little wily tonight, feeling a little happy to be here. So thank you so much for joining us this evening. We're sitting at 2:22, dark side of the AM Eastern Standard Time. I don't know why I got so much volume in my ears. I'm trying to get that out of there. Anyway, happy to be here with you. 2:22 Eastern Standard Time. Having another late night conversation here in the Anomic Age. The dark side of the AM, folks. It's nice out there tonight. It's a little chilly in NC where I'm sitting. Coming at you here. Coastal plain of the old North State. It's happy. It's lovely. It's nice. And I'm excited to be with you. So check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. If you can do no more, folks, you can definitely like all the likes and subscribe to all the subscriptions. So try to get out there and do your part in just spreading the show's information. Because, you know, you got to break the algorithm somehow, don't you? So like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions, and PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. And I want to thank all those folks that are still hanging with me in Patreon land and any donators in a long time. But thanks for the patrons for chilling and hanging out with me. I know the show's taking some changes, you know, just by sheer necessity. I just don't have the time to dedicate to having the guests on and scheduling the guests and emailing the guests and calling the guests and checking video and audio for days, trying to get the, you know, everything. I just don't have time for it. I just don't. I'm trying my best to stay above water here, you know, darn near at the waterline in my personal life. So the guests portion of the show, I won't say is over because it isn't. It's just sort of a bit of a hiatus. That being said, there's four guests that are definitely, like, you know, lined up in the pipeline. It's just on me to make that happen. So it shall be what it shall be. I want to also thank Dr. Marinara, as the call letters suggest. Excuse me. If you're on the Twitter, it is at Marinara Patriot. So I highly recommend her. Let me put her up on screen. Or at least I believe it to be her. That's at Marinara Patriot there on the Twitter. Thank you so much for your support of this show. You shouted out a few few hours back, and you've done so in the past several times, and I just want to say thank you sincerely. Thank you. It's funny, as much as I think we all like to play our own little PSYOP game, we like to play the game that the numbers don't matter, and the harsh comments don't matter, and the bad reviews don't matter, and all the sort of negative out there doesn't matter. And to be real, it doesn't. I kind of enjoy it now. It's sort of a weird thing for me. Years ago, it used to matter. I mean, I'm in the personal life, and then as the show developed, in the show life, you know, it did matter. And I think on a weird scale, you don't remember the kind comments. You just remember that one bad comment. You know, at least that's how it is for me. And I've said this on the show in the past, but I'll reiterate it again. Someone that was once a mentor to me said, you know, you're never as good as your best review and never as bad as your worst. And I think that's usually quite accurate. So anyway, Marinara Patriot, thank you so much for your kind words and for your reposts and everything else, man. I don't say enough good stuff in both the private and the show life. And I definitely don't shout out and give homage to those people that I do respect out there and that are doing their due diligence out there on, you know, platforms large and small, much greater than mine, and outreach greater than mine. So thank you to those of you who are doing that. I'm going to try to get better at giving people those kind comments because they do make a difference. It does matter. Don't let people fool you. People like to hear things, you know, they like the kindness. It's a wonderful human quality. So I got to get to that myself. So here's to you. Thank you so much. That's all I can say. All right. That being said, title of tonight's episode, we're at Information Breakdown 353. Definitely surpassed the regular interview, the long format interviews long ago. So we're sitting at 353, Accessible Vices. Is the title of tonight's show. Accessible Vices. Let me get some of this out of the way. And some of this up here in the fray, if you will. There you go. Accessible Vices, folks. And whenever I hear the word vice, it always harkens back. I'm going to throw this stuff across the room in a minute. It always harkens back to Miami Vice, one of my absolute favorite shows of all time. Gracious, man. I hate everything of this century, but the 80s, the 70s, and even to probably perhaps a lesser extent, the 60s. I love that era of media, television, movies. The music can come and go. But anyway, I do love all that stuff. And it harkens back to the great show Miami Vice of the 80s. Don Johnson, Philip Michael Thomas. Man, that was a good show. And I still watch it quite frequently. But I got to admit, as a kid, I didn't really get it. I didn't get so much as a kid that as an adult, I go, oh my gosh, that's what that was about. You know, so much stuff. I mean, if you were a Gen Xer like me, there wasn't these kit gloves on everything and helmets and safety. And you shouldn't watch that and watch this. I mean, so much was played on regular TV, albeit censored, obviously. I recall watching The Shining and Halloween, probably on like ABC or something as a kid. Didn't make a lick of sense to me. I was confused more than scared. I was like, what is this about? You know, like so much left unsaid. And then later on, I remember watching Friday the 13th and all that stuff on the USA Network, Captain USA. I think it used to come on Sundays, but I remember watching that with my mom. And that scared the bejeepers out of me. Watching Friday the 13th, I think 1 through 3 one afternoon or something. But I didn't sell that to say that. I'm trying to link it back to Miami Vice, a great show that I did not understand what a vice was at the time. Vice and Narcotic Squad, you know. Miami Vice was all about that stuff. The gambling. The selling of illegal weapons, the selling of illegal drugs, bootlegging, prostitution, the like, all that sort of stuff. The vices. Don't you know? And I kind of felt it was incumbent upon me to talk about this, because if you're in North Carolina, that's about all you've been seeing on the social media lately, is that finally we can gamble on sports in North Cackalack. Oh, boy. Isn't that great news, folks? And while I've tried to avoid this boulder dash, I've just sort of been thinking about it more and more. I've thought, and sort of juxtaposed the world we live in now, as I often refer to it as the wide awake nightmare that we live in now. And I hearken back to a simpler time, and it's kind of ironic calling the 80s and to a lesser extent the 90s a simpler time, because it wasn't, unless you compare it to now. I mean, if you compare it to now, it was like Mayberry in many regards, but it was not the simpler Americana, I don't think, that most of us really think and wish we could go back to. I mean, I wish we could go back to a time where I wasn't even alive. I would love to go back to the 50s of that Americana golden era and live during that time. I really do think that would be quite lovely. Lovely. It's a paraphrase, suicidal tendencies there. But anyway, virtually everything in our society now is amplified. All the vices are amplified. They're turned up to 11, you know, to give you a little Spinal Tap there. They really are. All the vices that I think about from my childhood and adolescence and even young adulthood, everything has been just blown out to the 10th power now. And I mean, I think of everything that was just so foreign to me, even as a young adult, like so foreign to me now is at the touch of a button on anyone's phone, on anyone's device, on anyone's computer or laptop or what have you. I mean, it's all there. Hence the accessibility to vices. I mean, it is all there, folks. It's all there. And we are not better for it. That's the sick thing of it all. We are far from better for it, folks. I mean, if you look back at, you know, like 100 years ago, we are like quadrillion miles from that now. And it's on all level. It's all the deadly sins. It's all the vices. I mean, well, let's just start with the food. The food. Yeah, if we go all the way back to the 50s, it was kind of like pre-TV dinner for the most part. So you had to actually go to the market, make the food. So much of America was still a more agricultural society. You might have actually had the animals, the animal husbandry on your property. You might have had a huge garden, if not a big farm. I mean, this was all commonplace. Now we buy food that wasn't even considered food 20 years ago, folks. Go to the supermarket, and if you dare step inside the squared circle, if you will, the middle of the supermarket where most of the toxic GMO cancer-laden garbage is, that stuff's not food, folks. That's why anybody that's even remotely a dietitian or even remotely an exercise specialist, a personal trainer, if you will, they'll say to go around the edges of the supermarket. Go for the dairy, go for the meat, go for the produce, and vastly avoid everything in between. All that mess is just scarcely even any of it food. It's just not. But that's not even the point I'm making here. The accessibility to vices. Do you think there is a reason we are just out of this world with obesity, with diabetes, with heart disease, with all this? It's because of the stuff people are putting willingly into their bodies, the vices of gluttony, folks. Because right about now, year of our Lord, 2024, you can order up anything you want. You can DoorDash it to your house. You can Uber Eats it to your front door. This makes those old school, you know, those Domino's Avoid the Noid commercials was one of the major ones I remember, and various other pizza delivery places. Man, that is just the not even the tip of the iceberg anymore. You can get any food you stink and want delivered to your house virtually anytime you want it. They got all this mess for, I guess, the partiers and the reefer heads, where you can get cookies at like 3 in the morning if you want to from these various cookies establishments where I live. So the gluttony is real. You think about that, folks? That is, whew, just off the charts. There's a reason we lead the world in obesity and everything else. What about the addictions? What about the fact that, thanks, Bill Clinton. Thank you, Bill. Thanks so much. Thanks to Bill Clinton, now there is pharmaceutical ads all day, every day, on everything you could possibly think of. They did not exist until after Bill Clinton signed in that act in the mid-1990s. And that also did away with the fact that you couldn't have these conglomerate mega monopoly corporations, because that's exactly why now virtually all media is controlled by about, was it three corporations now? Are we down to three? I don't know. Something like that. We're talking the print, the radio, the streaming services now, the movies, the televisions, and everything in between. It's about three, four different major conglomerate corporations. I'm trying to, what's that bill? Oh my goodness. The television. What was that doggone bill called, man? The TV something something. Oh my goodness. I can't recall what the darn thing's called. It'll come to me at like the most inopportune. Telecommunications Act. Good grief. 1996 Telecommunications Act. That's what's up. Anyway, that's, again, why you are mass marketed to 8 days a week and twice on Sunday by all these ridiculous corporations trying to peddle their drugs to you. You see, if you buy the drugs on the corner, it's illegal. But if you go to your doctor and ask for your prescription meds, then it's totally okay. Totally all right then. Because don't forget, you're protected by the FDA, wink, 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 the Food and Drug Administration. Yeah, these people are great. These are the same morons that peddle these narcotics and various other drugs. And then in about 6 weeks, there's a follow-up commercial saying, if you've taken this mess and your leg's falling off, if you're impotent, if you're bleeding out your orifices, if you now suddenly have cancer, well, you can get on a class action lawsuit. Once again, thanks to the vices, your addiction. What else we got? Alcohol, anyone? Oh, that's the safe one, right? We say drugs are bad, but alcohol is just A-okay. And you see all the sports morons, all the rap stars, everybody on any echelon, any demographic you want to, well, they can peddle all the booze they want, and it's okay. We've kind of taken a backseat on the cigarettes for a little bit, but don't worry. The same companies that were peddling cigarettes 25 years ago, yeah, they're the same companies that own the vape corporations now. You see, they actually signed their own death warrant on the cigarettes because they knew they could make more profit by peddling the vape. You see, and you thought it was just for your safety. You thought it was for the children, por los niños. We love the children. You big dummy. It's so they can make a bigger profit and kill more of you. You don't. Again, the vices, folks. The vices. Do we need to even get into the sexuality, the pornography, the adultery, just the sexual promiscuity that has been promulgated and is made also much more accessible by what? Well, that's for your devices, of course, the social media. You can get on any social media platform right now and see all sorts of links to the Instagram models, to what's this other, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on it. This other paid porn mess where people just get up there, shake their money makers, do whatever, and get profited for that. Yeah, there's that too. So you can get your Instagram models. And then you can go to the OnlyFans, and then you can go to about a dozen other sites, and you can pay for your prostitutes to do what they do. you just get to pay him for it. And see, that's not quite prostitution, but it is, you know. Kind of like 20 years ago, gambling, bad, bad, bad. Yeah, remember Brian Toohey's original book, The Fix Is In? And then I think he did at least two, if not three, follow-ups, just outlining how all sports are rigged. Look at the tickets. It says it's just entertainment. It's only entertainment, a la Bad Religion. It's just entertainment, folks. And you big dummies are big enough, or should I say stupid enough, to buy into the lies. You thought it was all real, so you put your whole check on this. And don't worry, you can get on FanDuel and like a litany of other big sites now. And yeah, now it's all legal and good in North Carolina too. You see, 20, 30 years ago, you might have had to go to a bookie. You might have had to go to a loan shark. You might have had to go to all these other things. Not anymore. No, no, no. You want that that payday loan? Well, you can do that. Look at the split on your device. It's totally different than a loan shark, you see? Oh, you want to bet on some games? Well, don't worry. It's subsidized, standardized, normalized, and legitimized on ESPN. All the major networks are giving you the odds. What's the odds on this? What's the spread on this? This is just the nomenclature they've been using in the last few years that has been this slow incrementalization to normalize you into thinking this is just okay. Sure, it's one of the seven deadly sins. It's one of the vices, but it's fine, right? It's okay. Just gamble a little bit. It's okay. They're telling you more and more and more it's okay, while they are failing to actually show you these startling slobber knocker numbers of the people that are addicted to gambling, that are addicted to porn, that are addicted to these OnlyFans, that are addicted to the Instagram models, that are addicted to it all because it's another vice, folks. It's another vice. You might have had to go to the corner to see a prostitute a few years back, but now you can see it streaming live, and I guess virtually as well. You get your virtual goggles on, and you can see the whole virtual act, as long as you pay for it. See, it's okay. Totally different than the prostitution of yesteryear. It's the prostitution of tomorrow and today, folks. That's what the deal really is. More vices for you. And do we need to get into the LGBT vices that have been pushed up everybody's nose for the last few years? Normalized in every TV show, every ad, everything. It's all gay. Or should I say homosexual? It's all homosexual. Because they've changed the words around, remember? They've co-opted the words. They've co-opted gay. They've co-opted God's covenant with Noah, a la the rainbow. They've co-opted it all, and we bought into the BS. So they've slowly, slowly peddled this LGBT crap. And the end game is your kids, folks. The end game is to normalize pedophilia, just like they have gotten you to buy into. It's just okay if two guys want to get married. That's fine. Whatever they do in the privacy of their own home, that's fine. Whatever, 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 that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. Drag queen story hour to your kids, that's fine. Peddling the pornography in the school library, that's fine. Teaching your children all about immoral sexual acts of sin, that's fine. It's all fine, folks. It's the incremental peddling of the vices. Starting to make sense yet? Starting to put these little pieces together on the board? It's the accessibility of vices. Everything I just mentioned, again, is available to you on your pad, phone, pod, various other devices that you might have that a long time ago it took a lot to get, man. Oh, yeah, you wanted to get some porn. You had to go buy a magazine, go to Peep Show, go to strip club, whatever. Not anymore. Oh, you want a prostitute? Well, you had to do X, Y, and Z. Not anymore. You just dial it up on the computer, right? Oh, you just want to have a good time, wink, wink, with somebody. Well, you can get on your own social media site just for that. Who needs commitment when we could just, quote, unquote, have a good time, right? Marriage, well, that's old hat. That's old place. Hey, we don't want that. That's just old yesteryear stuff from those boomers, right? We don't want to be associated with the boomers. Yeah, they only built the country. Who would want to be associated with that when you could just hop on your device and gather in all the vices in one spot? You want to get some booze delivered? Hop on your device. You want to get a prostitute dropped off at the house with maybe some takeout too? Hop on your device. You want to have some chats with some who knows what and who knows where? Well, hop on your device. You got all the vices at the touch of your fingertips now, folks. It is all more accessible than ever. All the immorality, all the sin that you could ever hope to achieve is right here at your fingertips. It's kind of like those memes where they have, you know, a video camera, a record player, a radio, photograph camera, the whole nine yards. They have all these different devices of 30 years ago, and they say, look, now all that's available to you on this one little phone. You can do the same thing with all the vices. All the vices, all the seven deadly sins, and then some that would have taken you at least a little bit of effort a few years back. You can get it all at your fingertips now, folks. What do you think that's actually doing to you? Not to mention the sloth, just the lazy, pathetic weakness of our society. People can't do basic arithmetic without a calculator. That's been going on for at least 20, 30 years. Now, what do you think the AI and the ChatGPT and the like is actually going to do to the human mind? We got people that can't even find their way from point A to point B without their stupid little phone giving them step-by-step directions like your flowers for Algernon. People can't do anything, folks. People cannot do basic tasks. Forget about doing stuff that your parents or grandparents' generation could do. We can't even do basic tasks, folks. Forget about it. As the great John B. Wells often said, the comfortable chair does not make you more fit. It makes you weak. So I'm not some Luddite that's willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, I'm never going to touch anything that is a computer or the internet or a phone or device again. No. But I am saying, akin to that great old Eric Clapton song, it's in the way that you use it, folks. It really is. It's in the way that you use it. You can use that hammer to build a house. You can use that hammer to maul someone to death. You can use that gun to protect yourself and your family. You can use that gun to get in a tower with a rifle and start doing some killing. So I think we really have to dial it all back in a little bit, or a lot, and really realize that the door can open both ways. This can be a tool for good or a tool for unimaginable evil. And I think right about now, the average American is like a 13-year-old kid with their keys to the liquor cabinet and a Ferrari here. They are no holds barred. There's no governor. There's no mental governor nor spiritual governor of discernment to reel them back in, because we've kicked God out of everything. Christ out of the school, out of the churches, out of the home, out of television, out of radio, out of books, and everywhere else. We've kicked God out of everything, folks. We've taken the fatherly wisdom. We've taken the morality. We've taken the companionship, the someone to lean on, to someone to rely on, and to look towards as that beacon of light in the night. We've taken that out, folks. And people are still wondering, why is everything going to bleep? Like, why is everyone turning to this asinine violence? And I didn't even get into that, folks. We could talk about the addiction to violence. And please, when you hear me saying all this, please do not think that I am some prude, goody-two-shoes. I've never looked at anyone lustfully. I've never looked at a scary movie. I've never looked at violence. I've never eaten things that were not organic. I've never made any mistakes. That's not what I'm saying at all. Quite the contrary. However, I think we need to take stock of what we have, the mistakes we've made. We need to ask forgiveness, repent for, and actually try to turn things around on a personal level. Stop trying to pin your hopes on the world here, folks. Change within. Change starts from within. We got to take this one thing at a time, one day at a time, 1 hour, 1 minute at a time, folks, because it ain't easy to keep things balanced out there. It is ever so easy just to lose it. Speaking as someone with no patience, you have no idea how easy it is for me to just flip out over anything. But we are addicted to the violence. I mean, I don't even know how many videos you could possibly see if you click on any social media, but especially the obvious Twitter. If you get on there, I can guarantee you you're watching somebody getting beat down right now. I mean, what was that that video from a few days ago where, of course, it was some person of color just beating the ever-loving bleep out of this girl, slamming her head into the concrete until she was dead. And I suppose the DA is maybe wanting to try to charge this person as an adult. Charge them as a murderer is what you should be charging them as. A murdering piece of low-class trash. But that's not the exception to the rule. That is the norm, folks. That is the norm. There is violence going down like you just don't even want to believe. But it's become more pervasive because now it's become a means of getting social cred on the social media. There's a whole other class of idiot that's out there just pulling these quote-unquote pranks on everybody. I saw in a minute ago some jackwagon throwing feces on somebody. These idiots, you know, stealing people's hats and phones and doing all this nefarious nonsense under the guise of, oh, it's so funny. Oh, I'm going to get some clicks on this by acting like a jackwagon. So it's become an even more and more blurred line between fantasy, reality, fiction, nonfiction, and heck, historical fiction. We don't even know what's what anymore because social media has blurred all of those lines. You go out in public, you don't know if some jackwagon's trying to rob you or if it's just some hilarious joke. Is this person trying to flirt with you or is this just some mechanism to get clicks because somebody else is over there filming it? And oh dear gracious, you happen to look at someone that's wearing something provocative. And the whole deal with people in the gym, oh my gracious, you dared to look at this girl in the gym wearing the most salacious outfit in the world. Oh my gracious, you offered to help this person in the gym wearing the most non-there outfit in the world. You know, and all this, our whole society has become some asinine episode of Punked, some episode of Hidden Camera, you know, from decades by. And it's all just the exacerbation and more easily accessible vices. All of life has become this total manic nightmare. Obsessed with sex, obsessed with gambling, obsessed with drugs, obsessed with booze, obsessed with one-upsmanship. What can we get over on this person? What can we get over on this person to make ourselves look better and feel better? What kind of dastardly trick can we play so we can post this on social media? How much or how little, rather, clothing can we wear so we can get this and that on social media? And it all boils down to the image that's been on the screen for most of this show, folks. It's temptation. It is those vices. It is the fact that we live in a fallen world. It's a mess, folks. It is a fallen world and falling faster all the time. Coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. Oh, Helter Skelter Jam from Beatles. That's exactly what's going on, folks. It is all temptation, and we are all being tempted all of the time. I mean, just the stuff that you will see if you have any social media account. I don't think any of them are safe for children, by the way. any social media account, the stuff that you will see, might see, happen to see, can see, is just, it pales. The stuff that the average person grew up with just pales in comparison. You will accidentally see something right now that I knew nothing about as a young adult, as a person in their 20s. I just like, what? Is this real? Like, this is really something that goes on. I had no knowledge of this. And somebody's going to say, oh, well, you were prudish. Oh, you had your head in the sand. Oh, you just didn't know. Like, I guess. Call me what you will, folks. The stuff that you might accidentally happen upon now, I knew nothing about 20 years ago. Just didn't. That's how depraved and sick and just fouled up our whole society is, folks. It is nuts. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And it's all predicated on the vices. All on those seven deadly sins. The vices are real. They are more real now than ever. They're cranked up to 11. They're personified in all aspects of our society. You can't very well escape it. I think in my own perfect world, man, sometimes I want to get the family and everybody I know or care about the bleep out of here and just find the most remote location that I can and just move there. But with the internet, I don't think any place is safe. 30, 40 years ago, you could go out into these more rural areas and they were not as corrupted by the filth of today. Now, I think every spot, corner, and area of the globe has been corrupted by this mess because they've got that accessible vice. 8 days a week and twice on Sunday. They've got all the vices ever known to man at their fingertips. And that is one of the primary things that has changed our society. It has destroyed us. It has turned us into these pieces of filth that we are today. These addicted to walking by, looking at screens. Every bit of it, folks. Every bit of it has destroyed this society. It has made us the weak, pathetic, addicted, cowardly nothings that we are. The vices. Not just one, countless. If you can name it, you can find it in a matter of seconds at the touch of your fingertips. So what do you do, folks? I don't know what to tell you to do. I would say, like I said before, it's in the way that you use it. You need to be very cognizant of what you are allowing to infiltrate you into that mind, body, and spirit, and more importantly, your children. Be even more cautious about what you let in to that mind, body, and spirit. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Be safe out there. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Cage.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age Project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.